This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The Biden administration is launching a massive bid to tackle climate change and is elevating the very idea to a national security priority. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
After years of Trump administration moves, he says, worsen the destructive effects of climate change, the president says the U.S. must act.
We can't wait any longer.
Laying out the most ambitious American effort yet to slow global warming caused by humans. He's aiming to cut oil, gas, and coal emissions and double energy production from offshore wind turbines. It's all politically risky, and while Republicans are blasting the president's moves as job killers.
It's about jobs. Good-paying union jobs.
Saying America will invest in workers to develop, build, and install clean energy technologies. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is pledging to keep its low interest rate policies in place until the coronavirus pandemic is well behind the world, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
We're going to remain accommodative until we actually see improvement in the economy and not just in the outlook.
And Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy will remain at risk as long as the pandemic persists.
I mentioned bars and restaurants. That's 400,000 jobs we lost last month. And that's all because of the spread of the pandemic.
For its part, the Fed is keeping its benchmark short-term interest rate pegged near zero and will keep buying treasury and mortgage bonds to keep longer-term rates down. He says Congress's relief bills have helped, too, but ultimately,
getting the pandemic under control, getting everyone vaccinated, getting people wearing masks and all that, that's the single most important economic growth policy.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks took a tumble with all three major indices closing more than 2% lower. Visit voanews.com for